Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is Sunday, December the 14th, 2014. That was What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers. Now, some of the lyrics to that song. He came from somewhere back in her long ago. The sentimental fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created once in her life. She musters a smile for his nostalgic tale, never coming near what he wanted to say, only to realize it never really was. Now, usually we, the masses of the people, take on the construct of the woman, the rejected woman, the wife, the widow, etc. But this time I'm going to use this song and reverse ourselves and look at the politicians as that, like the female that we are longing for. In this song by the Doobie Brothers, a man is longing for the companionship of a particular woman and thinks that this woman is to be his woman and has fooled himself into looking at circumstances that do not exist to justify in his mind this construct of this woman in his life, when in reality the woman does not want to be in his life. And so that looks like we the masses of the people who look at the president, who look at the politicians, who look at the Democratic Party. We have a nostalgic type of mental construct about the politicians and the president and the Democratic and Republican Party. And it seems to us that we are to be together. It seems to us that they are to be ours and we are to be theirs. But we have yet to realize that this never really was. Just this week, a budget was passed by the Republican Party, and in that budget were some wicked things having to do with allowing the banks to go back to derivatives, a derivatives economy, meaning taking monies from us and gambling with it on the derivatives market, creating fictitious money and economy, and selling fictitious money and economy to investors, committing fraud, that whole fraudulent reality that the banks constructed in 2008 that caused their fall, that we the masses bailed them out. Some laws were passed to mitigate against that. And so the Republican Party, being in league with the banking institutions, using a threat of government shutdown, passed a bill and put in that budget some rioters, they called them. One of them, once again, giving the banks the power to deal in derivatives. Wicked. Another portion of that has to do with gaining access, the banks gaining access to pensions, certain pensions. Absolutely wicked. And there was something else that was involved, but I can't quite remember now. But the Democratic Party, they're supposed to be the friends of the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow. And the Republican Party are supposed to be the friends of poor working class Caucasian. But Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein and other leaders in the Democratic Party, and even it seems Senators Warren and Sanders, didn't really put up a fight against what the Republican Party did, and some Democrats helped the Republican Party to construct these riders that went into the budget that both Democrat and Republicans passed, and the president and the vice president, President Obama and Vice President Biden, telephoned some key Democrats to ensure that enough Democrats supported the bill so that it would pass. Now, we are like that Doobie Brothers song, "What a Fool Believes." We are a fool to believe that the Democratic and Republican parties are for the masses of the oppressed people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. This song continues to say, she had a place in his life. He never made her think twice. Now, the Republicans and Democrats, they have a political place in our political lives. And we always support either Republican or Democratic Party. They don't have to think twice. Poor working class Caucasian people, go after the Republican Party if they have racist tendencies. Liberal Caucasians and poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, go after the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party plays like they're for the working class, the unions, the masses. But when you check it, it's like the man in this song, none of those circumstances that we created in our minds are the reality. Further, this song says, as he rises to her apology, anybody else would surely know he's watching her go. And so, The politicians apologized for the system. The CIA came out, the head of the CIA, I forget his name, saying, oh yeah, we did torture people, and we did go to the extreme, and we're going to clean our house. Do we believe that? Many poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, believe that madness. No, that was a false apology. They're rising up and they're leaving us, and anyone else can see that they have left us. The song further says, but what a fool believes he sees, no wise man has the power to reason away. So you have Dr. Martin Luther King, a wise man. You have Minister Malcolm X, a wise man. You have Fannie Lou Hamer, a wise woman. You have Rosa Parks, a wise woman. You have Dorothy Height and Tillman, wise women. You have Queen Mother Moore, a wise woman. You have Ella Baker, a wise woman. You have Elijah Muhammad, a wise man. You have Marcus Garvey, a wise man. You have in this time, Omalia Yeshitela, a wise man. Minister Farrakhan, a wise man. You have various men and women who are a part of organizations that are standing up for freedom, justice, and equality. You have Alex Jones, a wise man. You have Webster Tarpley, a wise man. You have Reverend Edward Pinckney, a wise man. You have people who are really struggling on behalf of the masses of the people. But too many of us are like that fool that believes what he sees, and no wise man has the power to reason away by the use of reasoning, by the use of wise and skillful words to teach a human being the proper way of thinking. And so as long as we have faith in these political leaders, as long as we have faith in Democrat and Republican, as long as we do not take it upon ourselves to train ourselves and train the youth and the babies to overturn this system, you see the masses of the people all over the United States of North America, grassroots masses, angry at the fraternal order of the police and their police brutality and wanton destruction of black lives. You see that they are telling the politicians, we don't believe you anymore. You see that they, the masses who are protesting all over the United States of North America, are telling Sharpton to go home. They're telling Jesse to go home. But they won't say that to Minister Farrakhan. They won't say that to Omalia Yeshitela. They won't say that to those whom they know are in the trenches fighting for freedom, justice, and equality. But those that yet believe in the see, the MSNBC and the Fox News and the CNN are for those who yet believe in the system. And so those who yet believe in the system are like the fool in this song, who see what they believe, but because they are foolish, we come with the wise teaching, trying to give them reason and give them truth and give them understanding so that they may see that it is no need in trusting in Democrat and Republican Party. You're the loser every time. So we don't want to be like the fool who believes what we see. And when the wise man and the wise woman comes, we can't see the truth that we are being given. So back to Nicodemus. So Nicodemus means victory. Nicodemus means that the masses of the people have now understood the system, have now understood that the politicians are colluding together, sending out various ones who seem to be progressive, but then when you check it, maybe not so progressive. So it's up to the masses of the people to become progressive, and the politicians will follow us if we are strong enough. So Nicodemus the conqueror, Nicodemus means that the masses of the people, who are the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, are coming together to overcome this system. But here in St. John chapter 3, Nicodemus is a ruler of the Jews. But as a ruler of the Jews in this scripture, this means that he was emplaced by Caesar, emplaced by the governor, emplaced by the rulers like Pontius Pilate, who ruled on behalf of Caesar and controlled the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees, and controlled the whole priestly order. So Nicodemus is not ruling on behalf of the people, but he, at this point, has allowed himself to be used by Pontius, is it Pontius Pilate? To be used by Caesar, to be used by Herod. Yeah, Herod was the local leader that ruled under Pontius Pilate, the governor, who ruled under Caesar. So you had that whole train of leadership. And Herod was the hands-on man that controlled the Jewish priesthood, not for the people, but on behalf of the elite, wealthy ruling class, and so that Caesar may keep power to rule over the masses of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. So Nicodemus was not fulfilling his purpose. Now this word ruler is this word.
Strong's G 758, Archon. Archon.
Now this word Archon is a Greek word, 758. And I remember my dear brother Steve Coakley in talking about how, I'm going to take my time, because we lost Steve Coakley a couple of years ago, and that brother did some fabulous work uncovering how the system works. When you check the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity, when you check the black community, there's a group called the Boule. The Boule is a black construct to hold black elites, whether in medicine, professors, the black elites in the black community. Many of them joined the Boule. The Boule was set up to be the black skull and bones, to operate like the skull and bones in the black community. And Archon, in this case, is pronounced Archon, but in the English, it looks like Archon. This is the head Boule, if I remember correctly from Steve Coakley. The head Boule is an Archon. That's how it looks in the English. But in the Greek, it's Archon. But the Boules were set up to control the black community, and in the days of Marcus Garvey, to destroy the Garvey movement. And so the Boule Society, many of them are Masons, pledge to protect the crown. The Boule word, the word Boule, has to do with protecting the real ruler and becoming the hands-on ruler, so that the real big ruler, ultimate ruler, does not have to deal with the everyday hands-on ruling of the masses of the people. And so many of our elites, many of our big shot black leaders are members of the Boule, and they are only to deal with national issues. So when it comes to police brutality, when it comes to certain things going on domestically, they're pretty good. But when it comes to international politics, war and peace, what's going on in Syria, what's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on in Palestine, You hear how we speak about those issues, but those who are in the front and on TV, who are black, who have influence, who are the elites in the black community, most of them, many of them, are Brulé, and can't say anything about international politics because they have pledged to remain quiet as it concerns the international politics, only speak of domestic issues, and speak in such a way that we never really hear that which we need to actually overturn the system for good and become the rulers of the universe as prophecy has been given to us in Scripture. And so this Nicodemus was like a Brulé, was an archon, an archon. In the English, it looks like archon, but archon. He was a ruler, commander, chief, leader, but he was ruling on behalf of Herod, on behalf of the high priests, on behalf of Pontius Pilate, on behalf of Caesar. And so, Yahushua is dealing with this man. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So he comes at nighttime. Nicodemus, the conqueror, coming at nighttime because he's afraid of this revolutionary Yahushua. He's afraid of the revolutionary movement of the Yahushua people who were awakening and getting up and standing up and rising up against the wicked rule of Caesar and the wicked rule of Pontius Pilate and the wicked rule of Herod. And so he comes to Yahushua at nighttime, talking all nice and sweet. Say, yeah, Rabbi, teacher, we know you from the Lord because you couldn't do what you do if you weren't from the Almighty. And so in verse 3, Jesus says unto him, verily, verily, let me see now. Yeah, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So here is this born again concept. And the word verily, verily, in the Greek is amen. Isn't that interesting? Amen. 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 That's amen. Amen Ra. Amen Ra Ptah. Amen. That's the amen. That's the amen. That's amenet. That's the same word coming out of the Chemites in Egypt. The Almighty was seen as amen, the father, and the mother was seen as amenet. The same word, and this word in the Greek, transliterated into the Greek, has to do with being firm and faithful. At the beginning of a discourse, meaning surely and truly and of a truth. At the end, so it is, so be it, may it be fulfilled. It was a custom which passed over from the synagogues to the Christian assemblies, that when he who had read or discoursed had offered up solemn prayer to God, the others responded, Amen, or Amen, and thus made the substance of what was uttered their own. But this Amen, or Amen, is rooted in the African Hebrew language. It's an adverb here. In the Greek, it is a particle indeclinable. In the African Hebrew, it's an adverb, means verily, truly, amen, so be it. And then you keep going to the etymological root in the African Hebrew language. Amen. Hebrew side 539, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's a verb. It means to support, to confirm, to be faithful, to uphold, to nourish. All of these attributes of the Almighty and descriptive of the word of the Almighty that upholds the universe, that sustains the universe, that supports the universe. This word also means foster father and foster mother. The foster father, it says substitute. The foster mother, it says a nurse. And so we know in the Kemite language of Kemet in Egypt that the ancients said Amen and Amenet. And Amen is the hidden one. And Amenet is the womb that reveals into the light that which was hidden. And so we're talking about the word of the Almighty that is hidden and unseen, that is emitted into the triple black womb of the universe. And through the atom with the proton acting as the father with the Y chromosome, and the electron acting as the mother with the X chromosome, mitochondria DNA, giving flesh to that neutron, and that neutron represents the word of the Almighty. And the hidden, that word, that neutron was hidden, unseen at first. You remember the Dagon, the Dogon, the Dagon, the Mali. They talked about how the Poto seed, another word for the atom, another word for the neutron, another word for that word of the Almighty that comes like the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm in the human vernacular. That word that is the neutron, that word that is the neutron, that word that is the neutron, that is the baby, that word that is the neutron, that is the baby, is the poto. That poto seed burst out of the egg of the universe called Emeya, a burst of wind. You see the working of earth, air, fire, and water. A burst of air breaks open the egg of the universe called Emeya, and the poto seed begins to spiral from an infinitesimal point in the universe, light and sound, invisibly hidden and inaudibly at first, and then visibly and audibly. There's your foster father, there's your foster mother, there's Amen as the father, the hidden one, there's Amenet the mother, the womb that reveals into the light that which was hidden. So this Amen, 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 the pillars, the supporters of the door, to be established, to be faithful, to be carried, to be made firm, to be carried by a nurse. There's the working of the mother, nursing that neutron, nursing that word to life, putting on that word, that neutron, the X chromosome and the mitochondria DNA. Confirmed, established, sure, verified, confirmed, reliable, faithful, and trusty. To stand firm, to trust, to be certain, to believe in, to trust and believe. So when we look at the science of the universe and understand scientifically the words that we are reading, then we can have faith. But faith that is based on knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We move from belief in the first degree. We move into faith in the second degree. And then we move into pure knowledge and wisdom. So verily, verily, Amen, Amen, Amenet, Amenet, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Let's take this next break and I will see you on the other side of the break.